done is put tape around and never do any work. We gotta get out there and work. We gotta do some projects that mean something, double track the railroad, build the intertie, tap the current that comes in and out on both sides of Anchorage. That is an immense amount of power generated that we could easily tap. I have some ideas, but I don't want to discuss them now because I'd be preempted. We've got this program just funded by the state for $6 million, a joint venture program. I would venture to say that I've attempted to go through that situation before I'm 79, and I would be victimized if I did receive a grant because of interest charged, and I'd be victimized if they turned me down. So I don't know whether it be a good deal or not. I certainly don't have any foreign blood in me to where that would probably be a deficit in my behalf as well. So I would have to kind of split right down the center of the 384. I disagree with it simply because that if we have, you know, we can't control what goes on with inflation and interest rates. And we have to focus on giving free power to the communities. It would certainly offset commercial and residential and service industry if we had electricity that didn't cost us so much money. In fact, if it didn't cost us anything at all because we were tapping off Mother Nature. And if we build the facilities generate that, then...
Mr. McKee, this is Representative Gruenberg. Can you hear me? Mr. McKee, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm afraid that we've limited the witnesses to 3 minutes and your time is up. Would you care to just wrap it up?
Yes, I'd like you to say that the situation is very intense at this point in time. I'm sure you're aware of that. And so I'd like you to focus on utilizing some... entrepreneurial ingenuity.
Thank you very much. We very much appreciate your testimony. Is there anyone else, any other member of the general public who's there who hasn't testified?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, from Eagle River, we have Mr. George Fromm, who has been present through the entire hearing, but now wishes to testify.
Mr. Fromm.
Yes, Mr. Chairman, this is George Fromm in Eagle River. And first, I would like to lend my support to House Bill 384 to reduce state spending. It is a simple reduction in state spending. And secondly, I'd like to respond to the whining I hear about the difficulty in cutting the budget. It seems like it was a simple decision last year to cut the oil industry's budget by the ELFRI revision. The results from those revenue increases to the state were the resulting budget cut in the oil industry. These cuts in the industry were cut by economic priority, which you saw the Hurl State projects and the extra gun rig at Clark cut. This is somewhat like shooting at our golden goose. The legislature seems to have numerous ideas coming forward to raise revenues by increasing taxes in across the industry and looking at personal income tax, but it doesn't seem to be very few legislators coming forward, except with these latest House bill, to expanding. Thank you for the opportunity to testify.
Thank you very much, Mr. Brown. But the committee will just stand at ease for just a minute.
Hi, Margaret. We missed you for a week. Little vacation, huh? Getting on every time.
For the information of the people who are online, we're just going to stand at ease for a minute. We're going to be finished with this hearing. Certainly within 15 minutes, I'm expecting another representative to come down and testify on another bill. We have at least one more bill here on the calendar to be discussed today, and that is House Bill number 518. So we'll just stand at ease for just a minute. Huh? we'll take this session, this subject up at our next, at our meeting. I believe it's on the calendar for next week. And we'd like to thank everybody who's been here today and wish you all a good afternoon. It is now 3 o'clock.